Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, Aer Lingus pilots will today announce the results of that new ballot on industrial action, which could have a significant impact on holiday travel over the summer. Last week, pilots voted overwhelmingly in favour of strike action via electronic ballot, but the airline raised concerns about the validity of that poll. Travel journalist and broadcaster Simon Calder joins me now. Now, Simon, we are expecting to get the results of that poll later. It seems safe to assume that it will reflect the result that we had last week. But in terms of how the travel industry is watching this one, how closely is this being monitored by the industry as a whole?
Well, everybody is extremely alarmed at the timing of this, of course. We're coming up to the main summer holidays, for instance, in Northern Ireland. Of course, an awful lot of people would normally travel south to Dublin to fly out of there. Even in England, Manchester to various destinations across the Atlantic is very, very popular. And of course, this is still the Irish national airline threatening to go on strike. And such is the strength of the ballot that we saw, the online one. I dare say the paper ballot will be possibly even stronger, because there will be a number of pilots who will be miffed at having to go to and vote in person in Dublin or in Cork. And so, yes, I think we can safely assume that it will be in favour of strike action. I need to say, Claire, that there is always a big difference between pilots voting for strikes and those strikes taking place. I would say probably the majority of them do not. And that is because, of course, they very much hope that this will concentrate the mind of Aer Lingus management, showing that the pilots are absolutely serious. They're furious about what they say is the way that their pay has been lagging. And therefore, Aer Lingus will come up with a good offer, because already just the talk of this is damaging Aer Lingus sales. In July, I'm flying from Paris to Dublin, and I would normally be perfectly inclined to fly from Charles de Gaulle on Aer Lingus, but I'm booked with Ryanair from Beauvais because I can't take the chance that that's going to happen. And of course, that's reflected all the way across, and we've already seen IAG, the parent company of Aer Lingus, saying, well, we can't really trust you with these new aircraft. So worrying times indeed for the travellers, for the travel industry and for the airline itself.
Now, you mentioned the IAG group. Aer Lingus is a member of that group that has British Airways in there, Iberia as well, and Vueling. Does that mean that Aer Lingus might be able to cope better with the strike action if it happens, because there's backup there?
A really good question. We have seen that in the past, actually, with strikes at British Airways involving pilots there and bringing in other airlines, so-called wet leasing. That doesn't really work in the peak of summer, and IALPA, the pilots' union, will be absolutely aware of that. You can't suddenly say, oh, look, can you come in and cover our, say to British Airways or any other bit of IAG, yeah, can you cover our Dublin, Cork and Shannon to London Heathrow flights, because they'll say, well, no, of course that we can't. We haven't barely got enough planes to cover our own schedule. There are other leasing companies out there, but the thing is, once you get into July and August, pretty much every aircraft is spoken for. We already know that Ryanair has said that they're about 17 aircraft short because of delays at Boeing delivering those planes. Other airlines are having big problems because of issues with some of the Pratt and Whitney engines on Airbus aircraft. So there's a general shortage of aircraft anyway. If you subtract Aer Lingus from that, then it's very, very difficult to fill that. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really keen not to spread panic, and I think the balance of probabilities is that a settlement will be reached. But at the moment, who knows? It could be start of July, right? We're on strike, and immediately an awful lot of passengers will be rushing around trying to find alternatives.
Now, they're a long way apart. I mean, you mentioned there that there is a big difference between saying you're going on strike and actually going on strike, and that a deal might be found, a way forward might be found. But if you look at the numbers here, you know, the Labour Court offer is 9.25%, but the pilots want 23.8%. It's difficult to see at this stage how that gap will be bridged, Simon.
Oh, sure. Yeah, it's actually the parallel with the junior doctors here in GB, where the vast difference, and we're just about to see another 5-day strike before the general election here. It is difficult to see, but on the other hand, strikes, even the threat of strikes by pilots in aviation, causes a lot of damage to the company, and the pilots will know that. They will be after a settlement, because ultimately they will be losing quite probably thousands of euro in pay. They will be causing, for each day of the strike, millions of euro in damage to Aer Lingus. And of course, well, I don't suppose they're exactly celebrating at the Ryanair headquarters in Swords, but they will undoubtedly do very well out of people looking ahead to trips in the next few weeks and just thinking, well, hang on, the pilots' union has to give a week's notice. So pretty much anything from the 24th of June onwards, I'm not going to book with Aer Lingus, because I don't want the uncertainty of possibly that flight being cancelled.
Yeah, 7 days' notice, as you say, that's the legal requirement from the pilots, and Aer Lingus has asked for 15-day notice period for any strike action. What happens to passengers then if this were to go ahead? Are you entitled to full compensation?
Well, air passenger rights rules, the reason that they're very specific about what you're entitled to. And if you're given at least 2 weeks' notice that your flight has been cancelled, then you don't get cash compensation. But whenever you're told your flight is cancelled, you've got an automatic right to be rebooked, ideally on the same day. It doesn't matter if that means Aer Lingus has to spend hundreds of euro buying you a new flight on a different airline to get you to your destination. That's what the rules require. Clearly, the problem is going to be capacity, getting people booked. But yes, you are immediately into not just the loss of revenue, because Aer Lingus, of course, will be handing back fares to anybody who wants their money back. But it's more serious, this duty to get people to their destination by whatever it takes. And if you're looking at transatlantic flights, for example, lots of people indeed from GB elsewhere in continental Europe will transit through Dublin. If you start having to find people alternative ways of getting, say, from Edinburgh to New York, that is going to cost you a heck of a lot of money. It can be done, but it's going to be very, very expensive. So passengers will generally be looked after, but it's going to be an uncomfortable time. And of course, people this time of year, they just want to fly away on their holidays. That's all they care about.
All right, well, let's hope it doesn't come to that, to rebooking and compensation. Simon, thank you very much for bringing us the latest on that situation, and we'll bring you the result of the new IALPA ballot when we get it. But as I said earlier, it's unlikely to be very different to what we saw last week, when the pilots voted overwhelmingly in favour of strike action.